and approaching a clear conscience.
The time is 12 minutes to 9, and as the Independent reminds us, it is World AIDS Day today. And the Homeopathy Society is holding a debate on the role that that alternative treatment has in treating the symptoms of HIV/AIDS. But should it have any role where treatment of such a serious illness is concerned? Jane Thomas of the Society of Homeopaths is chairing the conference. She joins us, as does David Cahoon, Professor of Pharmacology at the University College London. Jane Thomas, what sort of claims do you make in terms of the degree of treatment that can actually be effective, of homeopathic treatment, I should say, in dealing with AIDS?
The symposium is all about evaluating any such claim. To date, there have only been two trials that have been done on the success of homeopathic treatment in relieving the symptoms of AIDS, and today we are actually seeking to find out to what extent we could take that further and what role homeopathy may play in treating patients with this disease.
And what do the papers that you're discussing show? I mean, what level of difference do you believe that you're talking about?
There was a trial which was reported by the British Homeopathic Journal in 1999, which showed significant increases in the lymphocyte counts in symptomatic AIDS patients. And another trial...
In layman's terms, what does that mean?
It means a boost to the immune system.
Right. Professor Cahoon, are you convinced that that might be a possible effective homeopathic treatment?
No, certainly not. The press release for this thing had a link at the bottom to the National AIDS Trust, until the National AIDS Trust got wind of it and said we have nothing to do with this because they do not endorse any sort of treatment of this sort. And although Jane Thomas says that they're not making any claims, their speakers certainly do make claims. The one speaker says, in practice, while we have no proof in scientific terms that the AIDS treatment is effective, in practice it is very reliable and thousands of people have recovered. Now, that's not a claim, what is?
But that's one of the speakers. The ambitions of the meeting sound relatively modest. They're just going to discuss the evidence, and presumably if it doesn't stack up to much, we'll hear that.
I doubt very much you'll hear that conclusion, actually, because there's next to no evidence. That person I just quoted said so themselves. Another speaker, Hilary Fairclough, says the homeopaths are so loved here. This is a clinic in Botswana where the AIDS rate is over a third of the population. And they say the homeopaths are so loved here at the clinics we see daily miracles. It's not a claim for effectiveness. What is?
You obviously don't like it, but is it dangerous? I mean, what's the harm in a meeting of this kind?
There's no harm in a meeting of this kind. There's every harm in going to Botswana and treating the poor natives of that country who are suffering with sugar pills.
Jane Thomas, yes. Come back on that.
Of course, conventional medicine does have some of the answers, but I do not understand that it has all the answers. And to the extent that there is room for improvement, I believe it is responsible to review any possible contributions that are made by homeopathy. And today we'll afford a critical examination of those opportunities you may have to provide relief to patients.
Well, I suppose the danger could be that you give people entirely unjustified hope. There being, as we understand it, no evidence that homeopathic treatment does make a difference in this regard, that's rather an irresponsible thing to do.
Well, first of all, I don't think giving anybody hope is a negative thing.
Well, it's based on nothing, isn't it?
However, giving false hope would not be to a high standard of care, and certainly as one of the entities in the UK that likes to regulate our homeopaths, that would not be realistic and honest for us to do that. However, today we are going to examine what evidence there is for the role of homeopathy in treating patients that have got the symptoms of AIDS and HIV.
Professor Cahoon in the studio didn't look terribly impressed by that.
Regulation. Now, a little while ago, the Newsnight programme did an investigation. They went round and filmed people, and they found that 9 out of 10 homeopaths were recommending homeopathic prophylaxis for malaria, a serious condition.
Absolutely.
And you Jane Thomas, our chair of the Professional Standards Committee.
That's correct.
And you did nothing about this.
That's entirely incorrect, and I'm really glad...
Who's been fired?
Let's ask, give her a chance. You made a serious accusation.
I'm really quite glad that you've brought that, because of the 10 homeopaths interviewed, only one was registered with the Society. And on us obtaining transcripts of the programme, it was found that that homeopath had not given inappropriate advice, which brings me on to the bigger problem that we see. We would absolutely encourage proper regulation of the profession in this country, and therefore that would make all homeopaths actually answerable to a code of conduct and ethics and give the public access to proper professional conduct services.
Well, Professor Cahoon, you can hardly complain about that, can you? I mean, you're looking a bit sceptical, but I would have thought that was the sort of thing you'd welcome.
I wouldn't complain if it actually happened, but we have seen absolutely no evidence that it happens. Their members are going around preaching.
No, our members are not.
Jane Thomas, I'll come back to you in a sec.
Sure.
I'll just finish your point, Professor Cahoon.
They are. You see, well, homeopathy is okay if it's just for colds to get better anyway. It's when it comes to things like malaria and AIDS that it's serious. And they are not censoring their people who make ludicrous claims.
That, Jane Thomas, is the nub of the debate surrounding today's conference, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Nub. On one point, if there is a complaint against any member of our society that they have behaved either unethically or inappropriately, we of course take that action. We have a proper professional conduct department. No. Today, I think it is entirely appropriate that as the largest registered professional homeopaths in the UK, that we allow our homeopaths to examine and challenge the methods, opinions and results presented.
Jane Thomas, David Cahoon, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
5 minutes to 9. Let's return to